everyone. Welcome to episode 187, I think it is, of Sleep and Relax ASMR. I always get confused. But anyway, this episode we will welcome 2018. This is a ramble episode, so you know the drill. Or if you listen for a while, you probably know the drill. But I pick a general topic, and then I just start talking about a host of different things, and it gets a little incoherent. And you guys seem to really love these, so I continue making them. So. New Year's resolutions, everyone. Everyone every year has their own set of New Year's resolutions. And I have a few resolutions of my own for this glorious year of 2018. Well, hopefully it's a great year. Number one, I'd say lose weight, which is really just the same as everyone, right? We all know at least a few friends and family members that have that exact same New Year's resolution. So that seems to be the first one, right? It's always losing weight, being more financially literate and responsible, buying a car, saving for vacation, so on and so forth. Last year, I bought a few protein bars. They were supposed to become my office snack, but I ran out and I just stopped buying them. Shame on me. I think they were the One protein bars. I'm trying to think the name of the... Might have been the Oh Yeah bars. It's one of the two. Literally, they're called One bars, I'm pretty sure. And they do that because they're supposed to have 1 gram of sugar. And they were pretty tasty. Not a sponsor of this podcast, but we'll love to have them on because they are delicious. Then I found out about RX bars, and those are absolutely delicious as well. They're kind of like Fig Newtons, but much healthier, and have been a revelation as well for me. I bought an order of those, and when I finished them, I stopped ordering them. So then I went back to my typical poor snacking habits. It's funny, I never liked Fig Newtons as a kid, and then I found RX bars and I just said they taste like Fig Newtons and I really enjoy them. So I don't know if now I should buy Fig Newtons as well. Would I like Fig Newtons? Do I even remember how they taste? Am I just rambling? The only problem is they can be a little pricey, these RX bars. And I've tried ordering them from Amazon, but they don't have quite the same taste. You're probably better off buying them directly from an RX bar or at a local grocery store. Anyway, I know everyone has their resolutions. Sorry, I almost choked there. The problem with the RX bars that I was talking about, and then I sort of jumped off and I didn't finish my thought. It seems like maybe they were frozen or they kind of freeze during travel. And when that happens, of course, you get the bar and you taste them and they really don't taste the same. So an RX bar like a Fig Newton is probably delicious, or it is delicious. They are delicious if they're fresh. But when they're frozen, not so much. Yeah, so moving off RX bars, I know everyone has the resolutions. I too have my resolutions. And really, there are things I like to accomplish or work on. And I thought I would share them with you. Learn a new skill. In 2016, it was learn how to podcast, which I accomplished in 2017. Well, let me clarify. In 2016, I wanted to learn how to podcast, which I did. And then in 2017, I wanted to really commit to growing the podcast, which I did. Not quite as much as I wanted to, but it was, you know, a good effort for this year. And I'm very thankful for having the listenership that I have right now on this podcast. And it's something that I am very happy and grateful to have. And I'm grateful that I stuck through with actually the podcast and really trying to grow the audience and you know, just trying to do the best job I could balancing work, balancing life, and balancing this very time demanding in particular project. But I'm really interested in 2018 in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I'm your classic armchair mixed martial artist fan. And by that, I mean I like to watch the UFC. And I'll watch videos of Eddie Bravo grappling, for example. But otherwise, I don't do anything related to BJJ. I watch a lot of the Gracie breakdowns on YouTube. And if you aren't familiar, the Gracie family is, as I understand it, the royal family of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. As a family, they're like, I mean, it seems like there are 7,000 of them. I'm exaggerating, but that's what it seems like. Just so many different Gracie members. And some of the prominent members of the Gracie family include Carlos, Helio, Horion, Carlson, Holes, Hickson, Hoyce, Carly, Helson, Holbson, and Hason, which I hope I pronounced correctly. It's interesting, right, in Brazil, how the R in the beginning of names or words has a H sound. It's like almost like a very breathy H. So instead of Rickson, it's Hickson, as I understand it. If I have any Brazilian listeners, I'd like to know either why that is, or if that is always true, if the R at the beginning of names and words are always pronounced with that H sound. But anyway, it seems like there are just 500 of these Gracie family people walking around just choking people out. And I can't remember the names of the two Gracie members that do the YouTube channel. I love Game Theorist on YouTube as well. That's maybe my favorite channel. It's basically a show dedicated to understanding the science and lore of video games. So they answer questions on what stuff is possible, to some possible theories about games, so on and so forth. And I recently watched the video that the Game Theorist had about Zelda, and where the new installment of the franchise, Breath of the Wild, fit into that timeline, the Zelda timeline, that is. And he went over the tiniest of clues and gives a pretty good idea of where that installment fits into the Zelda universe, which I suppose you could call a universe. It is a universe. It has to be. I mean, why is everything a universe nowadays anyway? I mean, you have the Marvel universe, DC universe. I understand that there's possibly a Stephen King universe that explains it. It as in the clown, it. The clown, Pennywise, from the book and the film. But there's a theory that perhaps it is the same, Pennywise that is the same evil entity that may manifest in all other Stephen King novels and films. And it's a valiant effort, all these different universes, but don't you think it's a little excessive? I also understand that there's supposed to be some monster universe in which King Kong lives in, as well as Godzilla, so they kind of coexist together. And it's all set up so that they can go head-to-head and everyone want to go see it, including myself. Although, I said I would see Skull Island, and I never did. Is that the name of it? Skull Island? King Kong Skull Island? I think that's right. I heard the reviews were kind of bad, so maybe that swung me off my position of wanting to go see it. Maybe a New Year's resolution will be see more films without seeing the Rotten Tomato score first. Because whatever happened to just seeing a trailer or being a fan of a TV show or novel adapted into a film and going to actually see it, I mean, whatever happened to that? And I'm one of those people, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to be. I don't want to just have Rotten Tomatoes dictate the movies I go and enjoy. And the last film I saw and enjoyed, even with Rotten Tomatoes trying to get me not to see it, was This is bad bad podcasting? I've like boxed myself into a corner. Honestly, I'm actually not sure. It's been that long, okay? I'll admit it. But you know what? That's officially a New Year's resolution. See at least, I don't know, six. I'm going to put six. See at least six films that I want to see without letting the Rotten Tomatoes score ruin it for me beforehand. Because again, isn't it nice? Whatever happened to spontaneity? Whatever happened to a little bit of mystery, a little bit of excitement heading into anything? It can be a movie, an event, and not letting what others say about it ruin it from the start or hype it up so much. But thinking about my 2017 resolutions, they are kind of the same as the ones I just mentioned. So will 2018 be the year that I manage to actually make a change in that? And in all fairness, in 2017, I wanted to really commit to this podcast, make episodes, like I said before, you know, consistently upload, and I accomplished that. So that's for sure. So far we have lose weight, learn a new skill, which, as I just mentioned, I think I want to be Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and watch at least six films without letting the Rotten Tomato score ruin it for me. But I don't think I was very specific about the weight resolution, so let's revisit that. I'll say I should lose 20 pounds, and that seems to be a pretty standard weight lose weight loss target. I could use it. The action plan will be as follows. I will stop eating three giant meals a day. I will stop eating M&Ms and Butterfingers just for fun, just to entertain myself, just to pleasure my taste buds. I will only allow myself to eat these items when I'm recording a Let's Eat, which is why I'm making the announcement. I'm doing a Let's Eat episode every day and releasing one every day, which obviously I'm just kidding. Bad joke. No, in all fairness, I will only limit myself to eating those foods for Let's Eat, because you got to give the people what they want. Even though now it's tempting to do a Let's Eat more often, but what's ironic is I'm saying all this and I just ate M&Ms, but it's fine because today's a break day. I was thinking about how I mentioned how much I'm going off on a totally different topic, but how much I love the Game Theorist YouTube channel. And I should have included Film Theorists, and it's also a YouTube channel. It's the same guy that creates the YouTube channel, except in that channel, they touch on topics related to film and film theories and so on and so forth. So check it out whenever you get a chance. And while I'm on YouTube, am I the only one recently that's gotten really frustrated with their algorithms for recommending videos? Yesterday, I watched four movie trailers because I do love film and I love watching trailers for fun. Yes, I'm one of those people. But now when I go on YouTube, they recommend five different trailer channels. I mean, come on, I understand. I'm the guy that likes movie trailers, but it doesn't mean I want to be totally consumed by movie trailers. And what makes it more aggravating is they'll throw in a random cat video right in between. So it'll say something like, because you watch X, here are five different videos you might like. But then right below it, it'll include 10 movie trailer clips, one basketball game highlight, and one cat video. I mean, what's up with that? I don't work for YouTube, and I'm not smart enough to work there, so I'm not going to be claiming to be a genius, but step up your game, YouTube. Step it up. Me watching a couple of different videos related to one subject doesn't mean that I want my entire recommended feed to be related to that topic. But I keep on jumping back and forth. But seriously, related to the weight loss goal for the year, I'll start walking more. I do love going for walks because it gives me a chance to listen to other podcasts during that time. There is a problem or a flaw with that strategy. And it's, I get so involved in what I'm listening to that I'll actually avoid jogging or running simply because I want to hear the podcast and remember every detail. So for example, I'll listen to an episode of The Motley Fool because I enjoy analysis on the capital markets and large tech companies, stock prices, so on and so forth. So they'll be talking about Amazon or Apple or Facebook, whatever. And I'll want to listen to everything they're saying because I'm super interested. I listened also the other day. I was listening to a podcast related to cryptocurrencies, and I was learning about Ethereum, which, as I understand it, is sort of, you have Bitcoin, which is number one, and everyone knows Bitcoin, but Ethereum is sort of number two. And Ethereum is the cryptocurrency that people think is primed for maybe not a similar outbreak to Bitcoin, but if another Bitcoin is going to break out soon, it might be Ethereum. And while I don't own any cryptocurrency, I am interested in learning more about them and seeing if they'd be an interesting investment or just for fun to sort of trade and see what happens there. But again, I'm listening to this episode of this, you know, this interesting interview of a couple of gentlemen that I think are from Stanford or from Yale or Harvard somewhere that have been researching cryptocurrencies. Excuse me. And I will want to hear what they're saying because I don't know what Ethereum is. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know what its functional purpose is, let's say. And so I will literally avoid talking, or I'll avoid running simply so that I can listen to everything they're saying so that I can try to educate myself on the topic. So it's a bad habit, and I'm going to try my best not to continue to do that. So and if I am trying to lose weight, then why allow yourself to have the easy excuse of, oh, I can't jog or I can't run just because I'm listening to an interview, right? I mean, I need to do a better job of accommodating both my interest in learning new topics as well as my interest in losing weight and becoming healthier overall, which is interesting. I used to be in much better shape, and then really what happened was, as time went on, I would say that during my weight loss journey, which again, it wasn't this radical thing, but historically, I've been on the heavier side. You know, not an extreme case, of course, right? I wasn't obese or morbidly obese. I was just larger. You know, if on the spectrum of body types, most people would consider me larger than smaller. That's it. And I went all out, and I was eating healthier. I was exercising more. I was exercising smarter, and you know, I got to a respectable target. I looked great for my standards. You know, most people thought that I looked fantastic. But I would say that what started dissuading me was I felt like I was having to sacrifice a lot of pleasure. I was having to sacrifice, you know, I wouldn't drink a whole lot of alcohol. I couldn't really go out to dinner with friends or family. And really enjoy it because I was always concerned about the meals. And so I took a step back from that. But then I in doing that, I took a step back in the sense that I went from being overly obsessive about it to maybe not doing enough to sort of regulate my weight and keep it down. And then, of course, what happened was I started finding other interests. I started, you know, wanted to do a podcast, which I started. I wanted to enjoy myself more often. So that's a little bit of backstory, you know, related to my weight loss past and sort of why I want to get back is, you know, I don't like the fact that people see that I've, you know, added a little bit of weight again, and it's not fun for anyone, in my opinion, and it's not good for myself. So that's that. So anyway, those are my New Year's resolutions: lose 20 pounds, learn a new skill, and become a little more adventurous and less swayed by Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to watching films and movies. Let me know what you think about your New Year's, my New Year's resolutions. I want to hear about your New Year's resolutions. And if you have any other general comments or questions, you can always get in touch with the show at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. You can check out our website, which is sleepandrelaxasmr.com. And if you value the podcast, if you want to help support the podcast in a meaningful way, aside from listening, of course, which is always going to be the most valuable thing to help the show and keep the show going. But another valuable way to help the show is by supporting us on Patreon. You know, it's not a huge financial commitment for most, and it does help. You know, you'd be surprised how far $1, $3 can go. And our Patreon page is just patreon.com/sleepandrelaxasmr. That's the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and take care.